With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. More than 900 people died by suicide in Wisconsin in 2023. Health officials say taking time to raise awareness, reduce stigma, and connect people to life-saving resources can help reduce those deaths. Heidi Pritzel is the Suicide Prevention Coordinator at Aspirus Health. She says awareness starts with recognizing the warning signs.
And some of those include loneliness, feeling like a burden to others, wanting to withdraw from friends or activities, and we can even see changes in sleep or appetite. And then there's also some more subtle warning signs that we pay attention to, such as an individual who may be calm after a period of distress.
Calling 988 will connect people with resources they need for mental health struggles, emotional distress, or if they just need someone to talk to. Shelley Missel is the outreach coordinator with the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline. She says the resource is designed to be accessible, confidential, and judgment-free.
We do find in Wisconsin, most of our calls are those other things that are going on in people's lives. So only about 20 to 25% of our calls actually pertain to suicide and those suicidal ideations. We're absolutely there for that stuff, but most of it is the other stuff. I'm having job issues, relationship issues, financial issues. I'm being bullied at school. All of those other types of things that are happening in people's lives that they need to talk to somebody about.
The helpline is available 24/7, free of charge and anonymous. Aspirus Health encourages everyone to learn the warning signs, check in on loved ones, and use available resources. For immediate support, call or text 988. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. The first human case of West Nile virus this year in Wood County has been confirmed. That's prompting local health officials to advise residents to protect themselves against mosquito bites. That follows other cases in Wisconsin affecting both humans and animals. West Nile virus is primarily spread through mosquito bites. Mosquitoes get the virus from infected birds. Most individuals infected with West Nile virus do not exhibit symptoms. However, severe cases can lead to serious health issues. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Governor Tony Evers says he would not support sending National Guard troops to Milwaukee should the city become a target for what President Trump says is an effort to clean up crime in major cities. Evers says in most cases, the local authorities have everything under control.
I think our police officers all across the state of Wisconsin can do the jobs that they're doing well right now.
Governor Evers adds that our National Guard troops don't need to be assigned to small tasks, as some have been doing in other areas.
Washington, you see them doing different things like mowing the lawn and making the city more beautiful. I think we can do that without National Guard's people doing it.
Evers says he also sides with the courts that have said the deployment of the troops for this purpose is illegal.
It's got two or three places in the country where they found that action on the behalf of the federal government or Donald Trump were illegal, so I'm assuming that that's not going to happen.
President Trump has considered sending troops into Chicago and New Orleans in the same way he mobilized the National Guard in D.C. The head of the union representing Milwaukee police said last week that he'd consider asking President Donald Trump to deploy the National Guard to the city to help crack down on street takeovers, which have become more common in recent weeks. Evers made his comments during a back-to-school visit at Wausau East High School on Monday. The top elected official in Milwaukee County, who rose out of poverty in one of the state's poorest neighborhoods, has launched a bid for Wisconsin governor. David Crowley says his background and experience in office make him uniquely prepared for the job. Crowley on Tuesday joined the battleground state's Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez as the two highest-profile Democratic candidates in the 2026 race to replace Governor Tony Evers. There are two announced Republicans, with several others in both parties considering getting in. The primary is 11 months away in August. A Wisconsin legislator has left the state assembly's Democratic caucus after being accused by fellow party members of threatening to kill three lawmakers. Assembly Democratic leaders said in a statement Saturday that they could not ignore Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez's remarks after former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband were assassinated in June. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reported that the legislature's Human Resources Office barred Ortiz-Velez from the state capitol building last week However, a spokesperson for Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says that move was a mistake and that Ortiz-Velez access has been restored. Ortiz-Velez hung up on an Associated Press reporter Thursday and did not return a message Monday. Experts say they're seeing a rise in white nationalist movements in Wisconsin and across the country that are disguising themselves as fitness groups. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
They're called active clubs and present themselves as sporting clubs or fighting clubs focused on brotherhood. Art Gibson, professor of sociology and criminology at the University of Dayton, says they recruit both online and in person, targeting young white men using shared interests as tools to gradually introduce and normalize racist ideologies.
You add to that the willingness to engage in violence against people of color, LGBTQ people. There's a clear potential for violence here.
Gibson says active clubs often meet in Christian churches and gyms, with recent activity showing multi-state coordination, like a Wisconsin active club regularly meeting with an Illinois active club for family days. They use distinctive symbols like the Celtic cross, a well-known neo-Nazi symbol, and share content across social media platforms to maintain connections between chapters and other white supremacist groups. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.